Today's episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On. You'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today's episode, we are doing a Sunday request, but I'm going to go into the archives to pull out an older one where I answered a question regarding my thoughts about ways to change the Hall of Fame voting. You can find us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app, and you can check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. When you're staying at home during these trying times, be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, let me tell you something. I recorded a really great episode with Jeff Cohen from Baseball and BBQ Podcast. I'm having a little bit of a tech issue with it right now. And instead of delaying today's episode any further, I am going to go back into the Sunday Request archives to one that I did way back in 2015 when a follower at GHBaseball35 wanted to know how I would change the Hall of Fame voting process. That seems to be a pretty evergreen topic. Hey, Jeff Cohen, we are going to get your episode on. We'll probably be on for next week's Sunday request. So, hey, look at that. I'm banking episodes left and right. So please enjoy this from the archives version of the Sunday requests, ways to change the Hall of Fame vote.
The main thing I want to talk about in the Sunday request comes from a follower who goes by Gas House Gang at GHBaseball34 on Twitter. He wrote to me, "Commish Sully, thank you. I'm the commissioner. Hall of Fame induction weekend. Yep, I love it. My favorite player of all time, Pedro Martinez, being inducted. What changes would you make to the hall itself and the selection process?" You know, I was going to give kind of a snarky, silly answer, but I'm going to answer it seriously. The main thing I would do in the selection process is create transparency and to really, really look at who's doing the voting. I think there are some people, and you hear this every year, that there are people who submit ballots to the Hall of Fame who stopped covering baseball and who are kind of lifelong ballots, but you know, aren't following the game, haven't written about the game for a while, and are kind of out of it in terms of the game. Their opinion, if you're not following the game and still writing about and still in it and still in that mindset, then you should not be one of the people who are in this selection process. That is the main thing. Every year, you should apply your credentials. Every year, you should demonstrate that you are still writing about the game, that you are still contributing about the game. And also, you have to demonstrate that you wrote from the period of time that most of the people on the ballot played in. If you were not a writer, if you were not participating in the process of baseball writing when someone is up for the ballot in the Hall of Fame, and you're not currently writing about baseball now, then why are we giving you the keys? Shouldn't this be a process? Shouldn't this be a system where you're like, okay, and for some people, I mean, like someone like Peter Gammons, for example, I mean, he's constantly writing. You know his brain is constantly, there's some people this isn't even going to be an issue. But if you've been out of it for a while, you know what, you're sorry. We're not renewing it. I think there should be The main bulk of the vote has always been the baseball writers, and I think there has to be a way to demonstrate that you are someone whose voice and opinion on the players of this certain generation are valid and relevant. I don't think that's asking too much. If you're trying to say the Hall of Fame is the highest honor, I want to make sure the people doing the voting are treating it as the highest honor. I also think in this day and age of digital media and everything, I'm taking classes and earning my way to a master's degree right now. And I go in person to Pullman, Washington a few times a year for the purpose of getting this degree at Washington State University. But most of the stuff we do is online, including the forums, including my professor discussions. That makes it easier for me to do as I'm now in the San Francisco Bay Area and Pullman, Washington is not exactly close. Why am I bringing this up? Because there are ways to create virtual forums and virtual discussions in terms of the exchanging ideas, having debates, and having your voice heard. There should be forums. I don't want to have it make it like Congress. When people, when there is a player whose vote is up, then there should be a system where if someone is very strong about it, they could voice it, and if someone is against it, they can voice their opinions back and have a discussion and have the merits or non-merits of a player discussed openly. The other thing I would make sure, and you can do this virtually, you can do this online, you can do this in a way where people can see it. I think people would love to see it and love to see those sorts of debates. Okay, this player, what are the merits, what are the non-merits? And we hear this. And you may not convince the person who doesn't think this player belongs in the Hall of Fame or who does think that is to switch sides, but the purpose of a debate like that is for anyone who's on the fence to say, huh, I hadn't thought about that. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's important to listen to debates. Not necessarily because it'll change your mind, but what if you're on the fence about something, someone else is on the fence about something, and you hear this or that or the other thing. Someone may not hear the points about Raines or Trammell or other people who I think belong in the Hall of Fame. And to have that sort of open debate and open transparency and put that on MLB Network, put that on MLB.com, and have it be another thing that we see in terms of eyeballs watching baseball and creating baseball discussion.
Look, it's the football playoffs going on right now. The Buffalo Bills could go to the Super Bowl. And college football is over, but we got basketball and other great sports coming up. And do you know what? The playoff picture is really coming together. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust for any of your bets. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert.
Hey, baseball fans, it's your friend Sully, and I'm here with my two sons. Here's Aiden.
Hello.
And here's Maddie.
Greetings.
And we have in front of us a new box of what?
Built Bars.
Do you know what Built Bars are?
Yes, they are bars.
Well, they're not just bars. They're the best tasting protein bars ever, and they got all these great new flavors. I have in front of me my personal favorite flavor, which is raspberry. What flavor do you have?
It says peanut butter brownie.
Well, they have no reason to lie. What version do you have?
German chocolate cake.
They've got so many great flavors. Those are just three right there. They are all 100% covered in chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they're healthy. If you're trying to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for the keto diet. Hey, Aiden, how many calories does my raspberry have here?
130.
That's right, 130, and it also has only 18 grams of carbohydrates. Only 4 grams total sugar. You can work that out doing a podcast. Hey, let's find out how they taste. Open up your German chocolate cake. I'm opening my raspberry. You open up your peanut butter brownie. Let's see if they're good. What do you think?
It tastes nice.
What about you, buddy?
Better than expected.
Better than expected. Folks, always podcast with your mouth full and always have an upbeat slogan like, better than expected. Build Bar! Better than expected. You get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code
LOCKEDON.
And you'll get
20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. And listen to my dad's podcast, Locked On MLB.
Betting on the NFL playoffs doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. Let's get back to my thoughts on the Hall of Fame process.
The other thing is, well, I would include a wing of voters who are statistical minded, maybe have the a sabermetrics wing, or maybe have a statistical wing, or a part of the voting process, so that is included into the process of voting. And also, we have to sit the writers down. This is what Commissioner Sully would do. I would just make a decree and say, look it, if you vote, if a player is voted 100% into the Hall of Fame, as some should have, Randy Johnson, there's no excuse why he didn't get 100% of the vote. Greg Maddux, there's no excuse why he didn't get 100% of the vote. Ricky Henderson did not get 100% of the vote. Every one of those players should have got 100% of the vote. The mentality of, well, you can't have a 100% of the vote because Babe Ruth and Willie Mays didn't get 100% of the vote, and if you give Randy Johnson 100% of the vote, that's saying that he's better than Willie Mays. Of course it isn't. And I've heard people use that mentality. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense on a stupid level. Saying everyone agrees this person belongs in the Hall of Fame is not saying that's the greatest player of all time. If the question was, who's the greatest, because that's two different questions. If you say, what's the best food in the world? And people could have raised their hands on different things. If you say, who likes pizza? If everyone raises their hands on pizza, that doesn't necessarily mean that pizza is the greatest food in the world. It just means everyone likes it. If everyone says, oh, we all agree on that, fine, we all agree on Randy Johnson, we all agree on Greg Maddux. And to basically say, if that is part of your mentality, stop. That just sit down and if you have to ridicule them, ridicule them. To say, stop thinking like that. That doesn't even make sense. And ridicule would be a huge part of my administration as the commissioner of baseball. So that would be the main thing. Transparency, debate, and making it be something not secretive. If you turn in a ballot, you have to make your ballot public. And you also have to show your work. I can't just turn in a paper to Washington State University on one of the courses that I'm taking and just write a four sentences. You have to show. You're a writer. If you're voting, you're a writer, so you should be able to write. Explain why. Why you voted for these. Why you voted for these players, and why you didn't vote for the other players. Transparency, debate, and having it be public. Because first of all, maybe someone realizing that they would be not voting for Maddux, or they would be voting for this person, that person, their reasons are dumb, and they say, gee, I don't want to look dumb, then maybe that will help eliminate dumb ballots. Now, as for the whole PED thing, look, it, I can't tell someone to not vote for someone because they believe they use PEDs. This is not a court of law. Okay, I think Jeff Bagwell took PEDs. I don't know he did. I think he did. I think Piazza did. I'm pretty sure Clemens and Bonds did. Now, are those reasons, and there are some we know. We know Palmeiro did. We know Manny Ramirez did. But, and we know Mark McGwire did. We know Jose Canseco did. So there's some that we know. But the question is that enough for you to vote for them or not vote for them? And for me, even though I would vote for Barry Bonds, I would vote for Roger Clemens. I think the Hall of Fame is incomplete without them. I do understand if someone has taken a hard line against PED users, I can't tell them to not vote that way. But they have to explain that in their ballot. Transparency and public debate. I think they're both fun, and I think they'll make the process of the Hall of Fame, in the end, well, we'll probably get better ballots. And do you know what, Gas House Gang? That's what I would do.
All right, thanks for listening to today's Sunday Request. I am a little frustrated I had those tech issues. What is it, Jeff? Whenever you and I do a podcast, there's always a major tech issue. I will figure this out. We will make this work. Don't worry, Jeff. You are a great guest on the show, and it's going to work out fine. It's going to work out fine. Everyone can relax. Hey, and for everyone else, follow us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and everyone you get podcasts. This has been Locked On MLB for the 17th day of January 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.